Kenneth Burke in the end, well beaten by Kilkenny. They were well on top today.
Yeah, well on top and over the field. They punished us every time they got the ball. They're really slick, using the ball well, and took their scores very well. And we got a few balls, but we didn't take our opportunities, and we were punished every time they got down the field. And yeah, we're under the pump a lot of the time. We got turned over an awful lot in the tackle, so disappointing that way. Yeah.
Started fairly well. There was nothing between the teams early on. I think Galway had a couple of wides as well, but then Kilkenny hit 2-2, I think, in maybe 3 or 4 minutes, put a good bit of daylight between the sides.
Yeah, like there wasn't much in it. Up to 20 minutes, they got two goals and two quick points, and there was a big gap in. And at that level, you're going to do very well to get it back. And we fought well for the first 10 or 12 minutes in the second half, which we just needed. We needed continuous scores. We had to keep them scoreless for a long period of time to get back into the game, and that wasn't going to happen the way they were playing. They were ruthless up front, and they'd pace all over the place and punished us every time, like I said.
They were physically a lot stronger than Galway as well. There are a lot of big men out there, and physicality at this level is huge.
Yeah, they were physically bigger and more powerful, and like I said, we were getting turned over in the tackle and we were getting ball, and the lads worked hard, but they wore us down and broke us down too much, and they were able to break the tackle down the far end. So that's disappointing, and plenty to work on, and decisions we have to make going forward, who's going to be able for it and to get to that level.
They were able to create space as well, Kenneth. It seemed to be that they seemed to be always a Kilkenny man in space throughout there. Obviously, they were on top, which was probably making it a bit easier as well.
Yeah, at that age, I suppose, yeah, when you're well on top, lads can lose shape and lose concentration, and they're trying to be everywhere and be nowhere at the same time. So that probably happened a good bit, and we were probably chasing a lot, trying to get ball, and they were winning ball and trying to get back off them, and we just weren't able to get the tackle in, and they were too good on the ball and punishing us the other end. Like, and yeah, we learned a lot of harsh lessons today, and we'll have to take them lessons on board and try and improve going forward.
You have two games to come. Dublin next week, they beat Wexford today by 3 points. Yeah. That's in Dublin as well. They're going to be another serious challenge.
Yeah, like we said at the start, nothing's going to be easy here, going up to Leinster, travelling every day and into their home patch, like, and we have to be ready and fight harder. And like I just spoke to them there, we learnt a lot today, and we have to learn from it individually. They have to see where they need to work on and what they need to do and decisions they make going forward, and same for the management. We learnt an awful lot today, so it's a tough defeat, but we learn from it.
It'll be a tough week, no doubt, in training to lift the guys for that game now next week against Dublin.
Yeah, exactly. They know themselves. They're the first guys that know that didn't perform, and you have to try and build them up again, you know, build their confidence up to get them up to speed, because you have to be a confident player to go out on that level and look for the ball and be brave. So again, we'll have to see. Like you said, we weren't totally bad. We did create chances, just didn't weren't slick enough when we did create them, and they punished us, but they were a lot slicker at the other end of the field. Like,
you have a panel of 36. I know that Harry Holmes is injured. Will there be any chance we'll see him against Dublin next week?
No, he won't be back for that game. No, he's getting cast off during the week, so hopefully after that, yeah, he'll be available. So yeah, we'll have to look at our panel and see where lads are pushing and give guys another opportunity and see can they step up and deliver.